We continue our learning. We are in Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Hayushnayin rochvim al gabi behema. Two people are riding on an animal. This is an animal that was hefker. Each one wants to acquire the animal for himself. And the Mishnah here says that both of them are now riding on the animal. They come to Beis Din, let's say, riding on the animal. Or let's say one of them was riding and the other one was leading the animal, pulling the animal. Zelmer kula shali, zelmer kula shali. One says, no, I started riding on the animal first, and then you came and started riding with me. I acquired it from Hefker already. It's mine. The other says just the opposite. I got on the animal. Let's say, well, person said I got on the animal first, and then you came along to start leading the animal. So says the Mishnah exactly what we said in the previous Mishnah. Zei yishava shein lo bapachos mechetzia. Zei yishava shein lo bapachos mechetzia v'yachloku. Each one has to swear that they don't own less than half of the animal. We explained in the previous Mishnah why that's the formulation of the shvua, of the oath, v'yachloku, and they split it. Now the Gemara says, Gemara wants to know why I need this case of the animal at all. I should be able to figure this out based on the case of the talus. So the Gemara explains that I want you to know that when it comes to mitzia, when it comes to an object that has been found and a person wants to acquire it from hefker, an animal can be acquired with just rechiva, just riding it, without leading it at all. In fact, just sitting on the animal without it even moving is a person can acquire it, as opposed to in other areas when you acquire an animal, you have to pull the animal. We call that meshicha. When it comes to a mitzia, you can acquire the animal simply by sitting on it, and that would be sufficient. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Some say that when it comes to mitzia, just like when it comes to acquiring an animal from your friend, you riding it alone is not sufficient. You actually have to, if you want to ride it, riding means you have to kick it so that it moves along. So if you ride it and it's moving, that's considered a kinyan. That will work. But to say that just sitting on it, that's not even going to work when it comes to mitzia. However, the Bartanura says an interesting point. He says, sounds like he holds that if, let's say, they're both riding it. So if they're both riding it, so then they both can acquire it even without leading it. So mitzia indeed is different. You can acquire it without the typical meshicha, pulling, hanhaga, leading of the animal that you would do when it comes to a kinyan. You could acquire it by riding, but that's only if both are riding it. But if one is riding and the other is manig, is leading it, so then the one who's manhig is going to acquire it. Rechiva is not going to be effective unless the rechiva involves the moving of the animal. Then we can equate the rochev, the rider, with the manhig, because the rochev is making the animal move by kicking it, and the manhig is making the animal move by pulling it. Then they're considered equal when it comes to acquiring the animal from hefker. But if the person is just sitting on the animal and not doing anything, then of course the manhig is going to be kona. Only when they're both riding and the animal not moving can you say that they're equal in terms of acquiring it from hefker. Then the Mishnah says, Bizman, as we said, this actually is a halacha that concludes both Mishnahs. Bizman Shehem Modin. If both of these people, whether it's the talus case or the animal case, they both admit, we actually picked this thing up at the same time. We got on this animal at the same time. Or let's say there are witnesses who can testify that they actually picked up the talus at the same time, or they started riding the animal at the same time, and therefore they both acquired it from Hefker. So, and there's no debate about it. Then Chokim Lo Shvua. Then we don't need a Shvua. The whole purpose of the Shvua, as we said, was the Takanas Chachamim. The Chachamim enacted that so that we would discourage people from just coming after someone already picked something up from Hefker to come and grab it and say, I picked it up also. The Shavuah is there to discourage them. We assume, according to some Rishon, as we said, that people may be willing to steal something, but they're not willing to swear falsely. So the Shavuah is there to discourage them. But if Edim are testifying that they picked up the talus at the same time, they started riding the animal at the same time, or they admit that they did so that they split it, Cholkin below Shavuah. There's no need for a shvua in order to split it. They just split it even without taking an oath. The Mefarshim explained that the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even if, let's say, there was a psak din already at the beginning, no one admitted to anything, there were no edim at all. They said, okay, it's time for the regular case. Okay, each one takes a shvua, you don't own less than half, then we'll split it. And after that psak din, edim walked in and said, oh, we saw they picked it up at the same time. Or they decided to win, we admit, we picked up at the same time. They also split without a shvua, even though the psak din was at the beginning they should split with a shvua. At this point, we have more information. and they don't need a shvur. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel Hayorochev Al Gabe Mehema Varoyas Hametzia. You have someone who's riding on an animal. He sees an object as that's hefker, and he wants to acquire it for himself, but it would be big tircha to get off the animal. And then pick it up and then come back. So Vamar l'chaver, he asked his friend. He sees his friend is walking on the road and says, "You see that object on the ground? Tineholi, can you give that to me? Pick up the mitzia and give it to me." Says the Mishnah, Nitala. If his friend picks it up, Vamar, and says after he picked it up, Ani zachisiba, I am zocha. I've acquired it for myself. Then zachaba. Then the friend acquires it, even though the first person who seemed to have seen it is the one on the animal and asked the friend to pick it up for him. The friend picks it up and decides that he wants to keep it for himself. He has the right to keep it for himself. And the Gemara explains, this is even true if the friend who picked it up admits that he picked it up at the beginning on behalf of the rochev, the one on the animal, and then he changed his mind to acquire it for himself. Now, he's not the biggest tzaddik, but nonetheless, halachically speaking, that will be the law. He will acquire it for himself. And he says, he's able to say, I am zocha in this object from right now, even though I picked it up on your behalf. And you'll say, hold on one second. Isn't there a principle, hamagbia mitzia lachaveru kona chaveru? If someone picks up an object on behalf of his friend, then his friend is kone, which would mean that in this case, I understand maybe he picks it up on it. For the moment he picked it up, he's thinking, I'm acquiring it for myself, that I get. But if he picked it up on behalf of the rochev, on behalf of his friend who's on the animal, so there's a principle. If you pick something up on behalf of your friend, then your friend is zocha. The one on the animal should be zocha. And now to change your mind, how is that allowed? So the answer is because the one on the animal didn't say, pick up the mitzia, vizakei babishvili, and I want you to acquire it on behalf. All he said was, tenehali. The difference is the fundamental difference is that when you say pick it up and be zocha in the object for me, you're telling your friend when you pick it up, that moment you pick it up on my behalf, it's mine. But by saying tenehali, what you're basically revealing is, I'm not going to be utilizing the principle of hamagbia metzia l'chaveru kana chaveru. I want you to be zocha in it for me. I want you to pick it up and give it to me, and I will acquire it when it comes to my hand. And therefore, the principle of picking up a metzia on behalf of your friend, you can be your zocha on behalf of your friend, is not working here because the one on the animal somehow didn't want that principle to be employed here. He says, give it to me. I'm going to acquire it for myself when I get it. So since he didn't never came to his stand because when the friend picked it up, even though he picked it up on behalf of the guy on the animal, doesn't help because the guy on the animal didn't want his friend to be zochet for him. He wanted to pick it up. He wanted to hold on to it himself to be zochet. So therefore, the friend who picked it up can change his mind and say, you know, I decided I want to be acquire it for myself. In then Mishnah says, but imi shenestan alo amar ani zochisibatchila. But if the friend who picked it up after he gave it to the one on the animal says, you know, by the way, when I picked it up, I was thinking I want to acquire it for myself. I only gave it to you so you know you can look at it. Lo amar klum, that means nothing. We ignore those words. Since he didn't say that anything before he had picked it up, we assume when he picked it up, he gave this to his friend. The friend who's on the animal acquires it. And to say, oh, by the way, when I picked it up, I wasn't planning on giving it to you to keep, that is meaningless. The one on the animal acquires it.